Blog Talk Radio. back already. Should I light him?
nothing. Now that we finally got them out the way, all bad decisions that I wanna make. I want your body in a million ways. Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you. Watch it up nice and slow. Back.
Welcome, 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 everyone. You are on Epiphany Radio, listening to The Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am here with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing, diva?
Diva.
Did you like my music selection, honey?
I'm gonna need to get on the look. I feel like I need to get on the first thing smoking. All right.
Look, after last night, if it was left up to me, last night would have never stopped. Okay. y'all was cutting up last night. Man, that show was awesome.
It was an awesome show.
Yes, it was. So let me let the listeners know what's going on tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a part two, a continuation of the time when we were talking about, are you multi-orgasmic, or are you that one-time build-up big banger, such as myself? This is what we want to know. We also want to know, how long is too long down there? Or is it long enough for you? Yeah. Well, y'all got me in a mood tonight. This is right up my alley. Anyway, Diva, I'm curious. Are you multi-orgasmic? Why do I keep saying orgasmic? Orgasmic, or are you a one-time big banger? That build up.
Look, I am so multi-orgasmic, it's not even funny. Once it hits, all right.
Oh, you know it's crazy. I used to be. Now, if I'm playing with myself, yeah, I can bring out more, and I can bring them out and bring them out and bring them out. But if it's being done, if somebody's performing on me, that's one time. That's it. Okay, I don't know why my body is like that. I don't understand how it's set up, but that's the way it is. You know, so it's all good. You know.
Okay, so when you're doing the self-love, then you can, you know, keep going. But how about in the actual film? Is it just a one-banger on the actual ad?
Say that again.
Ask me again.
No, ask me again.
What I'm asking is, are you multi-orgasmic doing it by yourself or with someone else?
No, when I'm touching myself, I'm pleasing myself. I bring out many, many orgasms. Child, please, I have to put a towel under me. It's horrible. But if it's just me and somebody's performing on me, they get one. It's a one-hitter quitter. It's got to be some real special stuff going on down there with their tongue in order for me to have another one. And that's just the way it is. I don't know how I've always been like that. It's just crazy. But let me get a hold of, give me some time to myself. And there's actually, you know what, for me, there's no such thing as too long. I guess because it takes me a minute to get to that point. So, what about you? Is there such a thing as too long for you down there? Do they need scuba gear?
I can't handle it too long. I can't handle it. Not for a long time. I cannot. But really? the actual penetration, I can handle for a long time. Not that old.
Okay. Okay. Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, you are on Epiphany Radio, and this is Pharrell Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one and participate. We love you too. Goodbye, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on right now. You got yours?
Girl, absolutely. Got it right on right now.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So we do thank you, Pharrell the Poet, for this platform.
Absolutely.
Without him, Diva,
there would be no us. Are we ready to open up these microphones and get these? I want some insight. You know, this is. I'm in my element right now. I want to know. We'll open up this first mic, and I believe this is of a diva, essentially, Janice. Hello, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Oh my word! One second.
How are you first? Because you are the first caller to put your hand up. You beat everybody else out.
Yeah.
You want us to come back?
Hey, how are you two doing? No. How are you two doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Yes. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's awesome.
I'm good.
You know, I have to ask you the question, love.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Okay.
Short and sweet answer. That's all I got.
It's okay. Are you multi-orgasmic or are you that one time big banger? Now, this is a two-part question. So after you answer this, then I'm going to ask you the other part, okay?
That's right. So I am absolutely team multiple.
Mm.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Team multiple.
right.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, so is there such a thing as your lover being down here too long or no?
Nah, not at all. But it depends. Like, if I'm comfortable, there's no such thing as being too long. If I'm too much in my head, maybe so. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as it's being done right, I'll tell you, nah, go on. Swim on. y'all know how I am. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So you're multi-orgasmic. Okay. Now, are you like that with just being performed on, or are you like that?
I was listening to you. Like, I'm actually the opposite. Self-love, one and done.
With yourself?
Yeah, with a partner, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one and done.
Okay.
With a partner.
Diva, did you notice
that? Say again.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was distracted. Say again.
I said, I just noticed that intake of breath we just had.
I was distracted.
Oh, okay. All right, that's awesome. Okay.
I brought a piece.
We got the. I know you did. Can I ask you? Did you bring a piece?
Yeah.
As the host, I have to follow.
Listen, I'm way outside of my comfort zone.
That's okay. Well, guess what? Keep fucking with me. I'll make you good and comfortable. Okay, I'll help you. Bring it out. Trust me.
Right.
You
I think
be getting comfortable
it.
Dealing with me.
Last
I
night started it.
Like that.
I know.
Last
right?
night was ooh-cha. I know.
For a couple
cut.
Hours later.
Okay. All right, then. Since you brought us a piece, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. So, the title of my piece is If I Squirt for You.
Oh, well.
I am anticipation realized. The flex of desire I see in your eyes. I'm the pause before our first kiss. I want every touch on your list of passion-filled fantasies. Take your time, but take the stress off of me. The sweetness of shea and brown sugar, kanzia and the warmth of ginger, oils to scent my aura and soften my skin. Hold me tightly, love. Breathe me in. Lightly bite me as I arch for you. My legs quiver as I coat the length of you. Secure me as yours as I squirt for you. And peace.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Damn, I couldn't unmute myself. I was dropping the phone. I picked my phone up, was trying to unmute myself, and it was this fucking girl. Well, I got to take my phone off. All right, I'm sweating now. My.
Sorry.
No, you're not, honey. No, you're not. That was good. I like it. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Girl,
right. You're
coming out of yourself.
I'm gonna go back over in the quiet corner though. I'm gonna go right back in the quiet corner.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I'll stick around for the rest of the show, girl. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Really, one love, one night.
Did you hear what she said?
Yes,
Diva.
Diva.
Now, wait a minute. We skipped over our pieces. I want to hear your piece. I loved it too, but I want to hear your piece too.
So
before we open up this next mic of trouble, I want to hear your piece. And I know you brought something delicious. I know you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. still there, or did your call drop again? What's going on, Mama? Oh, Lord. Call back in, girl. Oh, my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I guess I have no choice but to open up this next microphone until my diva calls back in. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the last zone. Don't you?
Did you just call me trouble?
Dude, hey, let me tell you something. Hello, Vince.
Hey,
you
Danielle.
Said some bad words last night, and I was clutching my invisible pearl. I was shocked. I didn't know you talked like that. My goodness.
Let me throw the disclaimer out there. You guys were introduced to Poetic. That's what he does.
Okay.
Van will talk like that behind closed doors with that special someone. You guys were just nasty last night. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Ladies and gentlemen, last night with Mojave, you missed in filthily, nastily, erotic show. It was so nasty. This is how nasty it was, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever seen a microphone drip with bodily secretions? And I ain't talking about sweat. I ain't talking about sweat, y'all. But I'm just saying. Hey, twin.
Hey.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that.
I was going to say, because Twin like got me last night. I'm like, wait a minute now. Hold on a minute.
But the whole show was really, really hot. Everybody
it was an outstanding piece.
I mean, every single person. And Mojave said everybody wasn't even there. But the people. But I'm still in shock. About you.
I mean, you know, listen. You have to, as a poet, you have to always have something that will make them want to be like, oh, I got to hear more. I got to come back. Just when you think that you've given enough, what Michael Jackson say, blood on the dance floor? Just when you think you've given enough, you have to give more. And that's part of stretching you as a writer, is always being having something left to give more. And don't be afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we can see, it's clear that you are not afraid.
Not yet. Yes.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Got my beef over there making all kinds of noises. It's okay. It's all right. Now, before we get into your piece, can you please give us the line up for Epiphany?
I can. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, the Dark Knight himself, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we talk about songs from Aerosmith, Kenny Rogers, Lady, and Seal, Kiss from a Rose. Which piece is going to inspire, which song is going to inspire your piece tomorrow night? We cannot wait. Friday night is going to be Breathe Easy with Murder, She Wrote. You don't want to miss that show. Then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Perla Negra, that poet that you just heard talking about Squirt, essentially is Anise, and yours truly, Poetic. You're not going to want to miss that. And then Tuesday night is Mojave with, I believe it's going to do The Hidden on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, mm-hmm. we'll be right back here for another fine edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, Diva, thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Diva, are you ready?
I'm ready. I am very
ready.
I am ready.
My heart. All right.
Well, first of all, I want to know the answers. Or not.
Oh, man, I just knew I was going to get away from that.
Had me so distracted, I forgot to ask the question. Go ahead,
Dang
Diva. Oh, no, you know better than
I got to work on that. I got to get both of y'all distracted. I got to work on that. There's something I'm missing. I got to work on that. So we could just get right to the poetry. I got to work on that. Because these questions don't work out.
That was it. That's only one time that's going to happen. That's it. This is it. Ain't going to happen no more.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Yes.
I love a good challenge. Do you know this? Are you aware of this?
Here we go.
Bring it on.
Ask me questions. All right, then. Poetic. How long is too long orally for you? Or is it never enough?
It's never enough.
And, oh, my Lord. And then a part B to that is, are you multi-orgasmic? Wait a minute, you are so multi-orgasmic. Let me stop. Okay, because I assume that you're multi-orgasmic because it's never enough for you. So that must mean
it's never enough. Never enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
With the right woman, mm-hmm. it all depends how turned on you have me. And as far as oral, it's never long enough because I enjoy it so much, giving and receiving. So
mm-hmm.
my mouth can be going through a volcanic eruption, hurting, burning, whatever. You'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as you're concerned, as you're doing me, I just hope you got stamina. Especially if you think that that's all you're going to do to me, oh man, listen, it could be a long night.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. Okay. Poetic. Get this thing. I can't even.
All right, well, I know you brought us a tea, so we might as well get this over and done with.
I did. And part of the problem is I'm still feeling last night, so, and this topic kind of doesn't help, so.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called It's Time. Let me just say this. By all means, you can start with a kiss, but take your time and enjoy how I taste. Don't worry about me. I'm enjoying the view. And hey, don't waste a single moment while you're feasting on my manhood, because I'm lasting as long as I want to. Unless you got the skills to make me nut all down your throat. But like I said, I'm enjoying this pleasure. You're giving me with each tongue gesture. I see you like giving head. Well, me, I like it any and everywhere, because you need to be fed. You're a pleaser. I'm a giver. So as long as you want to take this nut, good luck, because it can take me a while as you suck on your king's tut. Slurp that dick. Slow and steady, not too quick. I want you to enjoy this like your favorite Jolly Rancher, because you're mine still, and I love your throat, baby, you oral enhancer. So before you get lockjaw from pleasuring me orally, I suggest you deep-throat me disrespectfully and unmorally. because it's going to take me a while, because I can stand it and take a long time to climax. Wow. You're getting tired. Just know I truly can stand oral for a long time. So I hope you're prepared for this long-lasting dick down your throat, because it's time.
Lord have mercy. I forgot the line I wanted to comment on. I can't even remember what I wanted to say now. All right, I'm going to do that one. I'm going to leave it alone. Yeah, you go ahead and comment on that.
Let me just say this. I may have to permanently disinherit right now. Poetic and I really have no blood. It's just that the birthdays were in close proximity, but there is no relation. There's no blood at all. I just want to let everybody know. I was just saying, but there may have to be a total of, say, rejection out of my will. Oh my goodness. First of all, that piece
was out the will.
Yeah, it was hot. It was sensual. It showed your dominance a lot. And we like stuff like that. So, please.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's right. He's like recovered from last night. Good Lord. I don't think any of
you. I told you, last night had a whole different energy.
Yes, it did. Yes,
it had a whole different energy. You know, so it's like it's spilling over into this. And when I saw your topic today, I was like, oh my God, okay, all right.
Yeah, we see. Lord have mercy. All right, Van Meadows, we're going to put you over in the love lounge. Essentially, it's over there. So be nice. You can get over there.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're going to tell me to be nice and she coming in here with a piece like, if I squirt,
no, right. Girl,
but you want, be nice.
You are a gentleman, you got to revert back to being instead of poetic. Come out of that poetic.
Danielle.
Yes.
Christian Grey was a gentleman. Let that sink in.
don't talk about my favorite movies. Okay, that's my. Mm-mm. See,
he was a gentleman.
Yes, he was.
All right.
He was very much so until whatever
exactly.
Back there is not a playroom. There is no playroom back there. There's no red room, and there ain't no jeans back there. Okay.
I got my own toy. I got my own bag.
Okay. All right. We're gonna essentially run, baby, run. One girl, run.
But I'm gonna head on over there. One love, one mic. Continue taking your sacks off.
One love, one mic.
With y'all.
Mad one mic.
See.
Stick around. It's more to come.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Girl.
Diva.
All right, now listen.
I cannot. All right. We'll let you know. All right.
But I still would like to hear your piece before we go any further. So, are you ready? Are you ready to bless us with your deliciousness?
Well, I'm going to try this, okay?
The mic is yours.
I can't take the tongue too much. Sometimes the feeling's too intense. I may try to run.
Wait, you're breaking up. You're breaking up real, real bad. You're breaking up really, really bad. I can't hear you. I can't understand. Oh, man.
Okay. Let me see.
You're still breaking up.
That better, Diva?
Mm-mm. Nope.
No better?
Mm-mm. You're still breaking up real bad.
Okay. Let me see.
There you go. Now, that's better.
Is that better?
Much, yes.
All right.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. I can't take the tongue too much. Sometimes the feeling's too intense. I may try to run, but the feeling is so good and penetration is better. As my treasure is stroked, I get wetter. I fall into a sexual trance, and his pleasure becomes mine as we begin to dance. If I come first, believe I will come again and again, especially if he bites me or I'm slightly choked. Then he'll follow, because I'll grip him over and over, leaving his balls hollow. If that sounds freaky to you, in a bedroom it wouldn't be, because I would belong to him as I to he. He may be able to take all the oral until that juice comes from his ball, but he may not last long against my wet heat and walls. And that's the end of that piece.
You said he may not last long against your
That's right.
and what? Your what and walls?
My wet heat and walls.
I'm not afraid. I hear that, girl. Super soaker. That's a topic for another show. Super I'm gonna leave that alone. I know y'all know my mind is out there. I love that piece. I love that.
Well,
piece.
Thank you, darling. And I'm ready for yours now, Diva.
You sure you're ready for this?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
I just wrote this not too long ago. You know that. And I was in a mood. All right. So, all right. I'll read this. This is untitled.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. He said he loves to leave his tongue inside me because my heartbeat echoes throughout his system, summoning passion from lifetimes ago. His mouth serenades my clit as he suckles and licks while having revelations of the irresistible flavoring of sweet peach and dragon fruit, a vignette of my overflow like a stream of a revitalizing spring, endless yet new. He rolls his tongue around inside me, seeking an envision of heaven, detonating spiritual warmth that's ever blooming as I spread my legs wider, exposing my clit more. This time down there invokes the shaman of our secret skin ceremony, sanctifying the unifying, voracious lust of our passions, divine benediction. He calls me his poetic goddess of sacred sweetness, and he is my muse of savage seduction. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. Well, damn. I can't. There seems to be remnants of last night's show still peaking tonight. All righty then.
Lingering. It is lingering.
Yes. My goodness, Margaret. All righty then.
Okay. Let this next call.
I think I'll take a drink of ice water. Thank you very much.
You got some ice water. I got some ice.
Not some ice water.
We're going to open up this next microphone, Diva. Oh, man. Area code 615. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
I'll announce myself. I'm C-34 Music, and I'm happy to be on this show.
How are you, La Pearl La Negra, and how are you, Miss VIP?
Have you really want to know how I am? I'm good. I'm good.
And y'all
I'm
got
good.
The nerve to be playing 50 Candles again.
I know.
You know, now you got me in Michael McCrary mode again. I told y'all. You know, be like, hold on tight. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It's all right, though.
I know.
It's all right. Yeah. I got seatbelts for everybody.
My lady. All righty, then.
How are you doing tonight, Sea Devil? How are you?
Well, I'm doing quite well. It's nice and quiet. The lights are dim with all the Philly sticks you can eat.
My. Okay. You in Philly? I ain't in Philly.
No, I'm not. Just going from boys to men, that's all.
That'll definitely work. So, I have to ask you the question, love. Yeah. What I want to know is, because I know some men can be multi-orgasmic too. Are you multi-orgasmic, or are you just that big banger that one time?
The answer to that question, I want to quote the philosopher and jailbait expert, Robert. Things I want to do to you, nobody has to know.
Okay. Well, this is the other part to the question. when you are performing on your partner, is there such a thing as too long, or and vice versa, her performing on you? Is there such a thing as too long for you? Or not long enough?
Here's what happens. She sings mezzo soprano in the opera.
Yeah. Do you sing too?
No, I just growl.
You growl. Diva, there go that growl again.
Yeah. It's not growling.
I have to. Y'all don't understand what that growl.
I put
does.
That in your unconsciousness.
Lord have mercy. I'm trying to tell you that growl is life. I'm trying to tell you. Anyhow, I'm trying to get myself together because I'm still have kind of an overflow from last night. Okay, let me get myself together. Okay, all right. what you got going on in your university, that one? Curious, you know.
Besides work, besides marriage, you know, the music must be the music that's turning people out. And I'm happy to oblige.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I know you brought us something delicious to listen to because you are, after all, the wordsmith.
Okay.
Are you not?
Because you kind of faded in and out right there.
Oh, I did. I said I know that you brought us something delicious to listen to because you are the wordsmith. And we are very anxious to hear what you bought for us. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, La Pearl La Negra and Miss VIP. I present to you now Samson, version 2021. Hello, Delilah. Am I on the air? This is Samson, calling you on my Samsung. You wanted to interview me for a feature about me, wanting me to reveal secrets about where I achieve my strength from? When last time we met, I saw you taking a look at my penis, intentionally intimate and deeply, and you said you felt kind of freaky. But wait a minute, cosmetology school to be a hairstylist and barber? Your ancestor gave mine a haircut when he was weakened by freaking and sleeping with her until her eyes were gouged out. And now you want to take an oral examination, snatch my soul with your mouth where you suck my brains out? Hey, ain't that your friend Jezebel with her emasculated eunuchs? She named Wanda, Shanae, Medea, and Eunice and made them dressed up as RuPaul? You both think I'm foolish here to lay in bed with you two witches to reveal undisputed truth. You crazy. You lie sometimes through your smiling faces, acting like them New England patriots, but you didn't see the Philly special in my playbook as you spread eagle your legs on the table, but you forgot. My business brand is named Nunya. Save that for your other suckers, because this brother and homie don't play that. You thought you could screw me by having me drink truth serum like I was sipping on your syrup and expose my perversions, girl hush. Yeah, I used to be a tramp, but Disco the Inferno, and it's not just females that can be that hoe over there, but I ain't no more. Because I don't have time to think of these random thoughts. So if you're hungry, searching, and seeking for semen, go in the Navy and creep through all the village people. Because the only oral I'm giving is the words that I'm speaking. What? You think my name's Willie Beeman? Confessing feelings on any given Sunday. Keep on dreaming. I'll burn you, Delilah and Jezebel, like I'm Usher with herpes, and you're my strips of bacon, as I march on lynching those who don't know why I'm here. You must be mistaken. I dropped the microphone after I dropped the science of how you're trying to blind me. I'm here so I don't get fined again. So let me knock the columns down so I don't get defined by lust. I gotta go, it's time for lust and lunch with my wife at home, while you live vicariously like Phyllis Hyman, all alone. By the way, I ride her like a Tour de France bicycle. Where I get my strength, wouldn't you like to know? In peace.
No, that's
that
right. He said that.
That was dope.
That was dope. Yes. I like that. You know what? I have to say something. A lot of your pieces consist of praise and protection of your wife, and I like that. I like that a lot. Men that have women in their lives to uplift them and talk positive about them and show that protection for them, that speaks volumes. Because there's a lot of people in relationships where they just dog their mates out. And I really don't think that should be made public. I've never believed in doing that. You know, I mean, I know I did it to my late husband, but guess what? It is what it is. But when he was alive, I didn't believe in that spreading that negativity about our relationship, what was going on, regardless of what was going on. So I commend you for that. And that's it. That's all I've got to say about that. Love the piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
As far as after people break up, y'all said, y'all won. Just don't say it around. I got some ice in my mouth. Just don't say it around the kids. I don't care how long you've been apart. How old the kids are, protect your mental welfare, okay, their well-being, because it makes a big difference. Whether you know it or not, as resilient as children are, they can still be damaged behind that, okay, because they don't really know what's going on between you and your spouse, your mate, whatever it is. So protect them. That's always been a big thing with me, with kids. Okay. Now, wow, back at the range.
Wow.
I had to get that out there.
Lolo.
Thank you for calling in, Lolo.
Thank you so much. Yes.
That piece was so awesome, as usual. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet you over there.
Well, before you go, thank you, because I was actually going to do a different piece than that. But mm-hmm. it was spilling too much of the beans and stuff of a past relationship, and I was like, you know what? Y'all can read that. I don't have to put that out there. So
well,
that protective,
you're right.
That protective thing, that's
mm-hmm.
what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
All right, I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge. I don't know what frame of mind he's in over there. I don't know if he's in poetic frame of mind or if he's in Van Metal frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think we're both.
He's over there with essentially Donnie's, and I don't know if she's running around the room from him or what, or if she's chasing him, the dog bringing his hot stuff tonight. So I'm going to set you over there. And, you can
I'll
be a rough real
one. I just go cold play in the wall. That's what I do.
Okay. All right, Cecil. Well, thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I know, I'm cutting up tonight. I'm just playing, Ben. Diva, can we take a station identification break real quick?
Absolutely. I think it'd be a great idea. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me my computer's acting up.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, this was a crazy, crazy day. I'm a little, I think I'm a little off-center today. Is messing around with that daggone show last night, I'm sure. But I got it.
Oh, all right, love. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Diva, are you ready for this next caller to come through?
I think I am. And I've never seen this area code before, but I'm eager to find out who it is.
I think I have seen this area code before. I'm almost certain of it, but I'm going to open up this microphone anyway, okay?
All right.
Welcome
to the Love Zone. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who is it? You want to tell everybody who we have on the microphone? Hello, Mr. Boston. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing over here? It's been a minute since I came over here, because finally got my move done. You know, to set up from Boston, California, at the same time, I retired, so I'm enjoying my retirement and everything. So, I thought I'd just do a little something, come over here and deal with y'all for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Say hi to everybody. The crew over there. Hey, what's going on over here?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling in. Yeah, and you should be enjoying your retirement. Anybody that's in their retirement should be enjoying it. Okay. Mm. That's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. Now, Diva, it is your turn to pose the question.
All right, Mr. Boston. What we want to know is, when someone's giving you oral, is it too much or not enough? How much time is too much? And are you multi-orgasmic, or are you just one time only, the big bang?
Wow. Well, I'm going to answer the second question first multiple times. And the first question is, why would somebody put a time limit on oral? Me personally, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you this. If I give some oral, I just like to take my time so I can explore all the nooks and crannies. I want to explore all the walls. I want to explore the feather edges. I want to explore the inner edges. So I want to go to that point where there is no return. So I'm getting it. Go as long as you choose. Just don't shortchange me. That's all.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. That's fair. That is fair.
And part two.
Say that again.
Okay. And so you're multi-orgasmic, I gather?
Yep. I love it. Ain't nothing like a continuous Greek fountain blowing. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that now.
I
hear that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's a multi-orgasmic. Did you bring us I know you brought us a piece. You going to spit off the top of your head. Either way, I know we're going to get something from you.
Uh-oh. I don't really know what to do for this show. Okay. I got it.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. The piece is called, I Want Your Soul. There's no point in putting dick in you. This is a caper of satisfying you. Yet you don't understand that yet. For now, I still have your soul from the previous time on frame for capture this morning. Milk, chocolate and pink that still have you thinking. Still, you haven't fully understood. I'm not the devil, but devilish in a way you can have me taste your simmering delight in full flame. How I want to write what your man didn't do last night. How I want to be right by your side and deeply embed this generation 6 fire stick inside you. I don't want to take up all your time. I want you to get in position of purpose so we move in rhythm and unity closer than two bodies. Let bliss draw her draw into this grip of her grasp. Let my lips part unto you. Let it be orally conducive without fear of the thrill of anticipation. The moment in our oral sensory balance, the pure instance of your ultimate pinnacle up very close, the stir of creation first between your ears of our inner focus, sensual imagery, sexual erotic colors release the primordial woman within you. I want your soul, and you will give it to me willingly while my tongue intervenes. If you feel too scared to think about anything else versus you make me anxious, let my tongue search your crystalline steps that descend into your soul. Let him who seeks continue seeking until he finds your confidence. As you shiver inside, hold on to my tongue to leave stars in your abyss of your temple. Make me set your destiny. Let me drink the nectar circling through your veins of your vaginal walk, allowing the woman within you to descend into the depths of letting go. Let my honor your fantasy into your reality consumed with the longing that I continually have for you. Let me gaze into those soulful eyes and join with your spirit now. I'm going to stop preaching to you for a second to give you a chance to agree to go with me, to enkindle me with the fire in your presence as I capture your essence. Let me consume you with my special cosmic skills of love and clean. Far better things will take you on an escapade to capture the beauty and purity through the lens of every heartbeat. Let him capture a part of your sensual sexual soul for an eternity. Hold my faith. release and let my tongue strokes up and down inside each side of your left. Relax your body and let go to the quiver when my tongue strokes your inner wall. Allow my hands grip your legs and open the wide apart as I start sucking at your labia. Let me relax your body and let go of the quiver when my tongue strokes your inner leg. Allow my hands grip your leg one more time. Let me discover the secrets of this mystery inside your wet femininity. Just trust me and allow me to show you the sensual marvels of your pearlescent cascading shower. Sprinkle them out on my tongue. Let me count the ways my fingers, the layers of your inner richness of your spring rain as you come. Make the tongue stroke you, make you let out soft moans as you tilt your head back and let the inner wash wash over my tongue. Fingers under umbrella thighs spread wide, stroking you from the back to the front as you tilt your moans. My fingers moving into that tantalizing division, stroking the sense of skin downward. Give yourself over to me now, surrender. Just let my presence, the soft central with flow. Passively licked to the soothe of the urge. Watching you cut little, just watch your cute little titties bounce with each stroke off my soft masculine tongue. As your scent flood my nostrils and made my head spin deliciously. As your orgasms explode again and again, making your inner panther come into submittance. And I still want you to another wholesome world where the entity of your human sexual spirit has been touched with my tongue. And that's Mr. Foster from DSR. Oh, damn. My drop.
Well, talk about sucking somebody's soul. Snatching their soul. Okay.
Well, all righty then.
Let's see then.
Yeah.
Wow. That was you came along with it. All right. Diva.
All right.
You can't call Jesus now because he ain't coming. I left him back there watching.
Mm-hmm.
I heard
we
that.
Can tell.
All right.
All right. Okay, well, thank you for that, Pete. With everybody else. And stick around
all
for
right.
The rest of the show. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All righty, Diva. Let's open up this next microphone and see who's
all right.
In here. Area code 646. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? 646, are you muted?
Come My name once. Is John Come Robinson.
Once. Hello, how are you?
As if we didn't know.
Hello, John Robinson. How are you?
Good evening, ladies. And how are you today?
Oh, we're
good.
How are you? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. We have such a pleasantry on the mic right now. Mm. How you
I'm
doing?
A pleasantry? Cool.
Yes, yes. Always have been. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Unlike your, I'm not going to do it. Anyway.
Somebody in my circle must have been misbehaving.
That is an understatement. The words that I heard. I'm going to leave it alone, though.
Yes, ma'am.
J-Rob, love. Can you tell us what you got going on over there in Epiphany, over there in that hot, I think that's the number one show, actually, on Epiphany, to get down.
Oh,
can
far
you tell
from
us what's going on
no,
over there?
No. No, we're
what's
not the hottest
there?
Thing going. We're somewhere.
Y'all hot.
We're somewhere.
Highly anticipated, okay, and sought after.
Someplace in the middle. People might dig what we got going on. But tomorrow
a
night,
higher.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I say that we're on even keel with everybody that is on the chariot ride of the Epiphany Universe. We're just blessed
That's
for the slot that we have.
Epiphany.
So,
okay.
y'all make it incredible. So, but on Thursday night, I get an opportunity to sit side saddle with an incredible cat by the name of Van Meadows that others may know by the name of Poetic. And tomorrow night we affectionately have what is called the Get Down. And tomorrow night we're highlighting three different writers. We're doing, what's my boy's name, Seal, his song Kiss from a Rose, Kenny Rogers, that slow jam that he wrote with Lionel Richie called Lady, and Aerosmith, who did that really touching slow jam, Don't Want to Miss a Thing. There's a story behind that, but we'll get into that tomorrow. But anyway, if you can, anyone within the sound of my voice, if you are so inclined, please stop through tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard. There's some incredible poetry that's coming. Got a couple of surprises for Van, like I'm trying to do every week. And this is going to be really different. So come through and get down.
Absolutely.
But enough for that.
Absolutely.
Stuff. I'm here with my twin, and I'm here with that poetic dreadlock lady. And yo, the pieces y'all did about almost an hour ago. I was walking up the stairs of my apartment like, damn, I just sat on the stairs just to listen.
Thank you.
People were coming
in
my building, and folks were coming to my building like, you all right? I'm like, just move.
I love it.
No, because people want to talk to you, and you're trying to listen to what y'all talking about. I'm like, nah, man, don't talk to me tomorrow. Say good morning tomorrow. Right now, good night. Move.
I hear you on that one. That's a good thing, though.
I thoroughly enjoyed what I heard from y'all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
We have to ask the question. Okay.
Well, sure.
All right. The question is, this is a two-part question, okay?
Go on.
Are you multi-orgasmic, or are you, does it take you time and you just get one, that big banger?
In terms of that, it would depend on my partner. If I'm exceptionally turned on, then all things lead to multiples. If I'm hot and bothered, you might just get an hour and a half of just us getting into it.
Yeah.
But because I have a pretty hefty appetite, so everything really depends on my partner.
Okay.
She's on her grind, and let's go.
Okay. Now, second part of the question is.
There's two?
I said it was a two-part question. The second part of the question is, how long is too long? I mean, is there such a thing as, when you are performing oral on your partner, is there such a thing as you being down there too long? And then vice versa, is there such a thing as her being down there too long for you?
Because I'm a voyeur and I like to watch, it can never be too much time for her.
I know that's right.
And if there's too much time, again, that would depend on her, because if a woman is, I would be of the opinion if she's extremely sensitive, then what I like to do is not going to take a long time. But if she enjoys what I'm doing, then I could be there for a minute.
Okay.
So like
could be both, too.
And then it could really be both, because if somebody is extremely turned on by you and what the two of you tend to do when you do the things that you do, then time is completely irrelevant, because you're just there because you're doing what you do to turn them on and they're doing what they do to turn you on, and it becomes a mutually satisfying thing on both sides.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you for that insight. But Oh, okay. I'm trying to get myself together here because I love to hear. All right. Anyhow, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. You always do.
I hope I did.
Oh, I know you did. I am so anxious to hear it. Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm ready, but if you ladies noticed, I sent you both a picture.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Cool.
And that's fine.
And
that is just
this is what
fine.
That piece is about. So I hope you follow where I'm going.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Baby, let's pretend that this is not nose candy. And let's pretend that this candy is all for me. So let me take my tongue and split open the lips of this package before I kiss it and fade into deep bliss, because I'm trying to get high from what I inhale of you. But first let me slide one finger into it. Let me dig my fingers into it until it gets wet, because this liquidy substance makes my fingers wet and sticky. Let me numb my tongue with your yum yum, because I want to lick off every bit of it until I feel your heart beating on the tip of my tongue. And then let me slide two fingers into this before I hear who's this, as my fingers twist inside of now a moist bag for more of that candy. Let me lick off this naughty desires from my fingertips before I taste your lips, breathing heavenly and heavy, only making me want to get high even more, but I can only take but so much before I begin to overdose on what my love affair is. And my love affair with is this sweet, succulent taste of powdered sugar in tiny packets that taste as sweet as you until we meet again. And that's that piece.
Oh my
God. Ooh.
Oh my. My.
I'm calling my lawyer tomorrow, Diane. I'm going to have to disinherit him, too.
Oh, both of y'all done got kicked out the will.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to do a codicil tomorrow. I love you truly, but I am. Come here, slay at me like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the way, you know what? Yeah.
It's the way, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the way you say it. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm having an overload here between last night and just now, and just, I don't know. I'm usually better than this. I can usually handle this a little bit better than what I'm handling it now. Maybe it's an age factor or something. I don't know. But
why? The piece was about packaged sugar.
Uh-huh.
It just sounds like cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't even about, it's how you said it. The delivery, the tone, the smoothness in your voice, your cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to straighten out my bra. Hold on.
Oh, really? Well, Jim. Anyway. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, because I was kind of like leaning to the side a little bit, and you know, I was leaning to the other side, and then I was leaning in on the screen. I wanted to type something in, and they were just like shifting and.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all killing me tonight. You're killing me tonight. A diva, I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
Next week, you gonna pick a topic next week because I'm bad. Okay, this is what I do.
Okay,
and I'm getting to the point where I'm getting flustered. Okay,
so I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you
need something.
You and your partner, y'all just be cutting up and then be. Okay.
You ain't got the lie, J-Rob.
I ain't
doing
nothing.
You always do it. I'm slayed from beginning to end. I'm gonna put him over there with his partner in crime. Cause they y'all just I see why y'all good friends.
I ain't do nothing.
I gotta catch myself. I'm gonna see if something. Okay. Mr. Robinson, thank you very much for that that lovely. Are you whistling?
That was not me.
I wasn't whistling. I thought I heard somebody whistling. I'm gonna put you over there in the love lounge. Your partner's over there. We gotta get some female energy up in here. It's only one girl over here.
Okay.
My Janice. And I don't know if she knows self-defense or what.
I'm beginning to believe this is gonna
turn out. There's a lot of men's over there.
I ain't got nothing.
It's been a lot of masculine energy flowing through our show lately.
Yes.
Ladies, y'all got to come on soon now. We're sending out them invites. Come on now. Don't leave your girls hanging, okay? It's only been so much of this testosterone that our estrogen can handle. Okay?
Yes.
Especially
I ain't do nothing.
Estrogen that hasn't been, in a while.
Listen, next week, y'all should do a show about dripping estrogen.
More dripping. We got Patrick over from last night, and now more dripping. I just want to let you go there.
Unfortunately for me, I could not come on the honey dripping last night.
You know what?
Put him in the love lounge.
I do nothing.
My hands are shaking. I'm sweating. I'm having palpitations. Okay. All right. Y'all do this to me every
time.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you so very much to the both of you. And I appreciate the time. Until next time that you gave me this time, have a good night.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus. Child, I'm trying to tell you, I'm feeling all tingly. I'm not coming up with no more topics because y'all be coming in here doing things to me. And I don't know how much more I can take of this. We're going to open up one more mic, and then we're going to have a station identification break after this one.
Absolutely.
Area code 803, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Mother of Dragons.
Hey! Zifa! Hey. Oh, Lord. They're going to have female energy. See, I'm mad at doing Zifa.
I'm glad.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. You bringing some of that energy from last night over here too, because they just tear me tight.
I hope so. Ooh, I hope
Lord.
I can.
Oh Lord. Wow. All right, Diva, it's your turn to ask the question.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Well, if oral is being performed on you, how much is too much?
And are you multi-orgasmic or you just come one time and that's it? What say you?
I am multi-orgasmic. Now I'm gonna have to say that it's never enough, but I will say stop eventually because I can't take it after a while. I'm have to, we get sensitive after a while. We're gonna have to say stop for a minute, it's never enough, If you get a guy that's a pleaser, they the monsters I call them, that's wonderful.
Okay. What you got going on lately, anyway? Tell us what's happening in your world, man.
In the real world, oh my gosh! Well, we got an impending storm coming, so that's so we they let us off of work, for tomorrow. So so that's pretty much it. Just waiting for the storm to come. So I guess I was like, well, let me call. before the storm happens, I can at least relax and be able to, if it comes, I don't know. If it comes, then, I'll be ready, for it. So, yeah.
Right.
Okay. I have another question. Yeah. I'm going to say some prayers for you. But I have a question for you. It's about your piece last night, or one of your pieces. Were you the one that said, turn you over and pull your locks?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. You speaking my language, girl. That is a thing. It's definitely a thing. That's going on.
Some of my stuff is improvised. Sometimes I just throw stuff in there. Sometimes I think I just be into the piece where I just throw stuff in there. I have to go back and listen. I've had to do that a couple times and go back and listen to the to air things and go back and write some of those things down again, because I'm like, I improvised that one. Okay, let me write that down. So,
okay. On that one. I had to ask because I'm a fan, and last night by far it was the hottest show that we've had by far as far as the Honey Keepers go. Everybody brought these pieces that were just, everybody kept your attention. Every single piece kept your attention, and I loved it. And when you said that, I said, "Oh, she in my head." Okay, yeah, I love my hair pull, honey. And that working it from the back, girl, please, I'll rock it into another universe. But anyway, did you bring, you know what, I'm going to stop asking people, did they bring, because I know you guys wouldn't call in without something delicious for us to listen to, especially you, Mother of Dragons. I already know you got something good in the wind.
I got a little something.
I know you do. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Let me taste your blackness. Let me torture your manhood to the neck strips out. I want my tongue to trip all over your manhood. Let me gorge on how long it is. Let me feed on it for days because I'm hungry. Let me gag on it because it can't fit in it. Let me get high on it because what comes out of it tastes like yayo. Let me speak to it daily. Function like a talk show host. Let me love on it because I want it so close to me that we become best friends. That's that piece.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay.
I can't take too long.
Wait a minute. Y'all were both speaking at the same time, and I'm trying to catch my breath. Okay. What was you saying, Diva?
Hot. My Lord.
Can you say that last line? You were talking, just that very last line once again.
I said, let me love on it so we can become best friends.
I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Let me love on. Oh, God. All right. I got to bring myself back to reality. Yeah, because you know what? I am very, very visual. My mind is twisted. Y'all don't want to be in my head. Trust me, you don't want to be in my head. And I am my visions are like, they just mess with my chakras. They really do. And I try to keep control of myself. But my mouth gets me in trouble sometimes, you know, when I'm envisioning things. So I'm trying to catch myself because I was getting ready to go and All right. Thank you so much, Mother Dragon, for calling in with that deliciousness and giving us your insight and your opinion on what goes on with you. I'm gonna put you over there.
You're welcome.
Finally, my girl got some company over there. Essentially, is over there. She waiting for you to come sit down next to her and have some tea time.
Definitely.
Yes. Oh, wait. Now you got some. What's the name? You got some testosterone running over there. You got poetic over there.
Okay.
You got J Rob over there.
In
you got
too. You can join in too. They can watch.
You said the magic word, watch. They all wait until you walk through that door, honey.
Right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva. No, let's have a station identification break again because it is coming up on 3 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. And ladies and gentlemen, that's how long you have to get in here, okay, before we go into overtime. The number to dial in is 319-527-6200. Press that one so you can be heard. All right, Diva, take it away.
Listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
We're back. say we open up this next mic. This is going for this is a pretty hot show tonight, Diva. If I do say so myself.
And wait, everybody's open up sticking to topics. This is what I'm loving.
Yes,
everybody's
yes, 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 yes.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I got the. Yeah. All right. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm trying not to get too nasty on y'all tonight and express the thoughts that are running through my head right now, because I'm feeling certain kind of ways. Open up this mic. Area code 214. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Actually, I'm on. What's up, y'all?
Yes, you are on.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you?
How y'all doing?
We're great. Good. How are you doing?
As Ms. VIP would say, I'm here.
You want to tell everybody who you are, or you want to say you want your name to remain incognito?
Right. Oh, yeah, I got something going on with tonight's topic. Oh, my goodness.
It's all right, though. It's all right.
Yeah, it is.
And you got to fall right in line with everybody else with it. And it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good for Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a little windy here in Dallas, but it's all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice day. You know, it should be fine, even though a lot of us ain't getting humped. I know about that.
Right.
All righty. I'm trying.
Perla Negra misbehaving today.
Misbehaving. I'm always misbehaving. That's just me. That ought to be my middle name, misbehaving. But it's not. It's Laura. Anywho, now, who asked the question the last time? Did I ask it or you?
I'm darling.
You did? All right, darling.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you the question. So, are you multi-orgasmic, or are you that one hit a quitter, that just that one big banger? Now this is a two-part question.
One hit banger. Oh, one good night and go to sleep. Oh no. And then to wake up and
just
see that woman mad. Oh no.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
I love that multi-orgasm. I love that. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a constant flow. I don't care what anybody says. It's a constant flow. Because you give mm-hmm. that one good bang and you done. Ain't no rebound
okay.
from that. You so.
Okay. Next part of
you like
the question
Bernie
is. Mac? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bernie Mac. What? Start like
oh, no.
fucking coffee. Click, click, click.
Oh, that was part of it. I was like, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm giving you. That's all the fuck I got.
Oh, my God, he sounds just like him.
I don't give a fuck. You talking about me? Bernie Mac ain't fuck. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I got mine. Anyway, go to the second one, because I won't be on here all night.
All right. Now, the second part of the question is, when you are performing mm-hmm. oral, or she is performing it on you, is there such thing as too long for you or not long enough?
Ooh, that's a good one. That is mm-hmm. a good one.
Okay.
I don't think it's ever too long unless somebody ain't doing it right.
Okay.
especially if I'm on the giving, if I'm on the giving end of it, and a woman's about to have an orgasm, don't get to the point you build it up and you shut it off. Don't shut it off. Keep going. Keep going. I love the idea of keeping it going. You give that one. Don't try to shut it off. And the woman made a build. You build up long enough. Let it flow.
Right.
That's worse than the woman giving head. That's worse than a woman giving head, and you know the guy can't, you know, because y'all gonna be pissed off.
So,
y'all. He can't come.
So, do you prefer her to continue after you climax, or you want her to stop?
Oh no, keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep
ease
going.
Up a little bit with the pressure. Okay, I'm just okay. I was going to ask you something else, but it kind of escaped me. So, well, anyway, thank you for that. Thank you, anyway. Yeah, I'm nasty. I'm inquisitive.
Lord.
I'm inquisitive. No, I'm just inquisitive. That's all. I'm always on a search for knowledge and certain things. And, you know, I just ask certain questions. Just to satisfy my curiosity. Anyway, I know you brought something.
I always bring something. I always bring something.
Of course.
Oh, that's a love song. You know, I got to bring something. I wouldn't feel right. Y'all probably mad at me if I don't bring a piece. No way. I'd be like, hold on. I know you ain't finna just come in here and not share a piece. I know y'all ladies
exactly
too long.
How I'm
so
gonna come at you. I'm
automatic.
Coming right at your neck. Yep, I'm coming right at your neck. I know you didn't come. Nope. I'm gonna make you dig in your poetry bag and find something. Okay. So.
Right.
Without further ado, the mic is yours.
All right. My baby said that my tongue makes her come well, but I beg to differ. Her head game is mind-blowing because she stimulates my mind first before her lips even touches my swollen meat. Got me thinking about her multiple orgasms while I'm eating her out. I'd be at work, and she still got my mind going. Damn, baby. Let's head on back to the back seat of her Jeep just so I can make her scream my name or made me scream her name, whatever comes first. While she's sucking on me, I'm ready to pound that ass at will and blow all my seeds into her. I'm always ready for another round when we get home. Because when I get home, she know I'll be playing with her foes with these tongues. I love to watch her facial expression because it's a bonus. And I always love to watch her lick her nipples and tease herself while I'm pleasing her. She holding my head in place, and she ready to just release all her juices upon this lips and beard. My tongue work wonders on your body, but it's yours that makes me blow my top every damn time. In peace.
Well, all right now.
Hey.
Can I hear that last line? Yeah. One more time, please.
Which part? I'm gonna start. My tongue work wonders on your body, but it's yours that makes me blow my top every damn time.
Yeah, I just like to hear the word tongue come from a man. From a man. It just does something. Oh man! Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much.
Loud with everybody.
You're so welcome, yes. Oh my goodness, you are so. Hilarious tonight. And it's always a pleasure to join with you ladies.
For once, I don't have to stay at work and miss out on this show. So y'all might be hearing from me more often on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
Now that my schedule has been changed. So y'all be hearing from me a lot more than usual. So
we look forward to that.
Come in, chat with y'all.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. That's
thank you so much.
Nice to know that you want to be in here with
us. Oh,
y'all
welcome.
The love lounge. Everybody else, one love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Wow. I do. I like to hear when it's a tongue. Something about it just drives me nuts. Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to open up the... microphone. Area code 111. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hola, ¿cómo está? This is Raven, the serial poet.
Hi, baby.
Hey,
baby. How you doing?
Oh, I am doing great.
Awesome, awesome. Man, long time no fear. I'm so glad you called me. Yes. Goodness.
How y'all doing?
Well, oh, nasty. Wonderful. I'm being nasty and bad. I'm trying to be good. But.
I hear you. I hear you. It's all in your throat. It's all in your throat.
I wish. I wish it was all in my throat. Anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
I'm trying to tell you. Whew, it's a terrible time. No. Anyhow. How you been, love?
Oh, I'm doing beautiful. Thank you for asking. I had a very productive day, and I feel blessed to make it to the show, even though I feel as though I'm late.
Never too late, honey.
Okay, that's what's good.
Yeah, if I open up your microphone, honey, trust me, honey, it is never too late. And it's
listen,
there's no such thing. That's a good thing.
Ooh. Say it one more time for the people in the back. Them quick.
Ain't no concept of time when it's got to do it. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody over there purring.
Nah, she growling right now. She's trying to kill.
You is a mess. I can't.
Sometimes. Yeah. Diva, I think it's your turn to ask the question. Or did that, was it my, is it my turn?
No,
I'm just getting all discombobulated. And,
it was just, it's my turn.
I'm trying to calm down. I really am.
Raven.
Yes.
When it comes to oral, is when is it too much? And... a second part to that is, are you multi-orgasmic or you just come one time and that's it till the next time?
Well, when I receive it, yes. Most of the time, it's like one hitter, quitter, I'm good, I'm done. But the last relationship I was in, I had somebody that matched my energy, so I was forced into that realm of multi-orgasms. And let's just say anybody that comes after her, have they work cut out. Like, they better be supreme. Like, cream of the crop. Like, no. They have to be amazing. Because I didn't have
sounds
to give her
like
no
a...
instructions.
sound like the bar was set really, really high. And girl, I understand. Yes, honey, I mean, nothing like that good quality.
Now, for me, when it comes to me and anybody that's with me, they say I have a what they call it, a oral fixation. I don't know how to stop. I have to force myself to stop. So, yeah.
I get it. I'm trying to tell. But see, you know what? We a special breed, baby, because I got a thing. I'm trying to tell you, I go to sleep with it in my mouth, wake up with it. Lord, let me. Okay. Anyway. I'm trying to tell you, I got a thing for it.
I mean, sometimes you have to roll over on it. You know, it's right there.
I'm trying to tell you, everything about that is just. All right, let me. My mouth is watering. Anyway.
I know you're broken. I'm not messing with you. Not messing with you.
I'm trying to tell you, nah, y'all want to go in the truck.
Anywho.
I got to fan myself because I'm getting worked up.
I got the fan myself.
I'm trying to tell you. My mind is just, Lord.
I brought something special for the night, and I hope y'all like it.
Okay. Oh, we're going to love it. I hope.
I know that's
ready,
right.
Love. The mic is yours.
This is called Late Nights. Late night, early mornings are awesome, especially when the weather is wetter than wet. Hear it trickle down the window pane. Rain that starts off soft is now coming harder. Thunder rolling, lightning striking more than once, but never hitting in the same place. Always leaving a trace of where it's been. That's how it is when we come together. A pussy that is dripping is now pouring out for me all the pleasures of desire. The more I roll my tongue over your love button, my tongue invading your G-spot, hitting that spot more than once, but leaving traces of where I've been. Drawn across your face as a storm brews outside, there is a storm brewing inside. Between your thighs is a hurricane named Cunnilingus, followed by an F7 tornado that is sure to leave your head spinning. There's no shelter you can run to, so buckle down and brace yourself, because when the storm is over, you will need to take that time to rebuild that energy you had lost on this late night. In peace.
Ooh. Oh, over a love button. I moved my tongue back and forth in my mouth when you said that.
Yep.
I couldn't help it. I was like, oh, okay.
I couldn't help it. It was so just like,
One of these nights on the Love Zone, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to get real indignant and raw about the sex topic. Y'all ain't heard nothing.
Hey.
I'm trying to tell you because I'm tired of holding back being nice. Just once. All right? For real, I'm giving you a heads up. We can talk later, but I'm telling you now, be prepared because I want to talk about some stuff. Really. Really talk about it, okay?
Just invite me when the time comes. I'll be ready.
Oh, honey, it's an open invitation to everybody. All are welcome. If you can't handle it, you got a pacemaker and you can't handle it, don't call it, don't listen, don't stream it, don't do nothing. Because it's going to be, I'm trying to tell you, it's a beautiful thing. Anywho, thank you for calling in, Raven. I so appreciate this. I miss you, girl. You got to call in more often.
Most definitely. I'm going to try to make my rounds. I'll be trying.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to sit you over there in the Love Lounge where everybody else. Okay. Y'all behave okay. Over there now. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Well, Diva.
Oh my goodness, Diva.
Pretty good.
Yes,
I enjoyed it. Okay.
Yes,
y'all, I tried to get away from these different topics, like just the sex-based topics, but it's me. This is me. Okay, y'all take me for who I am. If you don't like, look, you either love me or you love to hate me, and that's that. Okay. Oh. Ain't no more. The gloves is off. I'm coming out raw. That's the way it is. Diva, I love this show. Oh man, it was awesome. You're awesome. Yeah. Any last words for the night? In closing,
everybody, ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for coming out and gracing us with your, as Mojave would say, with your brilliantly filthy nastiness. Thank you so much, guys. Look, be safe out there. Wear your mask, please. This is not over by a long shot. Try to get immunized. If you don't want to, that's all right, too, but keep yourself safe. And just take care of yourselves. Love on each other, like my Diva would say. God bless you guys. Diva?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. like I always say, you know, love on yourself, you know, get that good relationship going with yourself inside. That way you can have that relationship on the outside, okay? Also, you know, to do that, I'm going to stop separating the two because, you know, the love of the above is in all of us. And when you get that good relationship inside going with yourself, you got that good relationship with him inside because, like I said, and it's good in the light. Come get you some. On some real shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, protect yourself. That way you can protect others, okay? Like my Diva said, if you don't want to get immunized, okay, continue to wear your mask and practice that safety, okay? Because this thing out here, it ain't no joke. It's taking people by the thousands, and it's not a good thing at all right? So I love you guys. All right? And I want y'all to stay safe. And with that, I must say, hey.
Be mad with me, it's karma. I'm confused too. the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, if I do manage to do damage, to you damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note, but I know, that red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, when you're outlandish, and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult, when the right cameras are still cramming in your face, and it provoke, provoke, you to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart, and keep a noose from round your throat, and when you get mad, and when you poke at it, when you poke get it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will above. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that I'll be out of leaves to falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do.